وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother Abdullah is asking, what is the hukum regarding facing the qibla where you are sitting in the toilet, and the toilet have a sutra, have a wall? The correct opinion, the hukum of facing the qibla is illegal while you are sitting in the toilet, while you are sitting for the urinating or for the feces, that it's illegal if you don't have sutra. Illegal, haram, if you don't have a partition between you and the qibla direction. But if you have, you are allowed. If you have, you are allowed, no problem. Better if you don't. Not because haram, just because to go out of the khilaf of the ulama. But in generally, it's not muharram, it's not forbidden, it's not permissible. Because you have partition between you and the qibla, because of this is the latest behavior from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like hadith Jabir sahih wa hadith Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. This is the understanding of Allah of the companions, and this is the understanding of Allah of ulama after that, and this fatwa Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala wa ghayru min ahli al-ilm. So we say, my dear brothers and sisters, if that person sitting and followed by lots of the latest ulama in our time. So, my dear brothers and sisters, if the person is sitting in a toilet which is half a partition between the qibla, if he faces the qibla, doesn't mean that he did something haram, but better if he don't. So we say it is light to face the qibla even though have a partition between the qibla while you are sitting in the toilet. But it doesn't mean that he did a forbidden act to go out of the khilaf. And if you did it in the open land here, you are not allowed not to face, not to keep it behind you. Both of them is haram. Barakallahu feek. So difference in between the place where you have partition and a place which is open. Barakallahu feek. And this is the fatwa of Imam Bukhari and others before and after. Hafizakallah.